Suds.
Suds. Okay. They're called Brew?
Yeah. Brew.
Okay. Talking about, again, things that you eat, if you went into a... Well, just tell me some of the things that you would find at a bakery.
A bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Bread, rolls, donuts, cupcakes, cookies, pies, cakes.
Okay. Do you have any... Does coffee cake mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. What about sweet roll or Danish?
Danish.
Mm.
Cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. Is a Danish something like a cinnamon roll or is it different?
A Danish is usually something that has some type of paste or something filling in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a cinnamon roll is just bread with icing on the top.
Mm. Is that, what do they call those things that you can get at McDonald's now that are kind of sweet?
Danish.
That's a Danish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And talking about a sweet roll or Danish, that sweet white stuff that's spread over the top of it, you would call that?
Icing.
Okay. Is that the same thing as frosting or a glaze?
No.
What's the difference?
Glaze is, it's thinner, something just to spread over it and just, it's in a small amount just to give it a sweet taste.
Mm-hmm.
Frosting is something much thicker that you can just use to spread over the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I see, okay. Have you ever heard of anything that's kind of like a frosted donut except it's rectangular, kind of shaped like that?
A long john.
Yeah, darn, I didn't know that word. What is it? What is the thing like?
It's sort of like a cinnamon roll, or has a donut taste, and it's long, well, rectangular, and has icing
mm-hmm.
all across the top.
And that's a common word in use around here. People would be familiar with long john.
Right, a long john.
Okay. What about a donut that's got some kind of jelly filling in it? Any special name for that?
Jelly-filled donut.
Jelly-filled donut. You ever heard of Bismarck?
No.
Do you have donuts that can be twisted?
No name for that.
Have you ever heard of a cruller?
No.
Haven't heard of that. Okay. Talking about clothing and jewelry, something that you would wear on your finger. I don't know if you're wearing one or not.
A ring?
Yeah, just for looks. What kind of ring would you call that you got on?
Class ring.
Okay. What about some other kinds?
Birthstones, dinner rings. Clusters.
Okay. Do you like to wear?
No,
jewelry?
I don't like to wear too much jewelry.
Yeah. Okay. What about talking about shorts? Shorts that come to right about here, say knee length. What kind would you call those?
Walking shorts or Bermuda shorts.
Mm-hmm. Is that for men or women or both?
For women, I call them Bermuda shorts, and for men, I call them walking shorts.
Walking shorts, okay. What about ones that come up higher than that, that can get real short, but,
hot
you know,
pants.
Yeah. What would you call men's shorts that were like that?
Jogging shorts.
Jogging shorts. Would you ever call something like that short shorts?
Yeah, short shorts.
Who would that be for?
Men and women.
Men and women. Okay. What about if they came down below the knee? Do you know of any like that? Yeah,
knickerbockers.
That'd be for men or women?
Both.
Men and women.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Say if you got some clothes, maybe if you have an older sister and she's outgrown her clothes mm-hmm. and you kind of inherited them, what would you call that?
Hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. Would it be the same thing if you got them from a neighbor? Somebody you're not related to, their child had outgrown and she brought them over to you. Would that be hand-me-downs?
No.